In the name of Jesus, our Savior. How quickly finals have come to haunt us. We can fluff and bluff our way through a lot of stuff on a day-by-day basis, but sooner or later comes reality check, comes the final exam or the term paper or the course project. And when they come all at once, then the bloodshot eyes that you see walking around campus and the sniffly noses and the weary, tired bones are kind of standard fare, almost predictable fare at this time of the year. That's what reality check does for you. Today, though, thanks to Steve Oliver, we take reality check to another level. There does come a time when we're done with course projects and we're done with final exams and we're done with term papers and we're out of here and we're free from that regimen, that enforced routine that governs and dictates and hampers and distorts life as we know it around here. Before you get too giddy about that, though, we realize that all that does is direct our attention to a different kind of reality check a little further down the road. You get out to your ministry, and then the question is, have you really learned anything here? What do you got in your data bank? Are you taking anything with you here, from here, that will undergird a ministry of 20, 30, 40, 50 years? With questions and challenges that there is no way that any of us here, there's no way that all of us here, all put together, can possibly anticipate. Different kind of reality check. You think Greek is tough? Some of you guys just had a Hebrew exam, right? You think that was tough? Reality check. Could you believe having to learn Chinese before you can even begin ministry? Or MOBA? Or Tagakaulo, which are languages that some of our recent graduates are speaking in, or Appalachian, or Technobabble, or Jive and Rap, which are languages spoken by others of our recent graduates from here, or Redneck Ease or AIDS Ease. The reality is that once you're out of here, that's the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Once you're out of here, the reality is you're out of here. That's the tunnel at the end of the light. And as with Abraham, the Lord leads us to a land and to a ministry and to a life that only He knows and only He can lead us to. There is, however, a reality waiting out there for each of us. Now, today we rejoice that we can sort of get a preview, sort of get a glimpse of at least a bit of that reality that's there, because today, together with the wider body of Christ, we send Steve toward that kind of life and ministry to the other side of the globe, to Taiwan. Gee, long way from here. 18 hours, thank you, by plane. Light years by culture. The reality, though, is that as far away as it may be from us, it's not really so far from the Lord, because it is for the Chinese people also that the Lord sent his son into this world. And it is to the Chinese people that the Lord has been sending missionaries for 1,500 years now. And it is among the Chinese people that the Christian gospel has rooted in incredible ways. And it is brothers and sisters among the Chinese people who will welcome Steve and will minister to him as he ministers to them. This is the real reality check. Not our final exams, not our term papers, not our GPA, not even our assignments, our placements. The reality is God's love in Jesus Christ, which has become flesh, has dwelt among us, and has given his life so that people of all languages and all cultures can be his. It is that reality which has called us here to this seminary to prepare ourselves for that ministry. That is the reality of this commissioning service today and of yours tomorrow. It also gives bite and gives reality to the words of the psalm that we just heard read here. We heard them chanted. We chanted them yesterday. The psalm assigned for this day, and I think it's another example, another instance of this divine serendipity by which, undesigned by us, the word of the Lord fits events and people and lives with a tailor-made snugness. Steve, try this on. And the rest of us, too. Your hands have made and fashioned me, and give me understanding, that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you, like in Taiwan, will see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. Those who fear you, I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have humbled me. Let your steadfast love become my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me, that I may live. For the law, your law is my delight. Let those who fear you, this is would be audacious and arrogant in any other context, let those who fear you turn to me. So that they may know your decrees. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I and nobody else around me may be put to shame. Reality check, you bet. The reality is that God has called this man, and God has fitted him, and God has filled him as the rest of us, so that what he sends out is his chesed, his steadfast love, and his emunah, his faithfulness, and his instruction, his Torah. Go then, good brother, both with God's blessing and his davar, his word, and as God's blessing and his word. In the name of our Lord, amen.